back to yourself. Called Empty Chamber, and that's on our new EP Make Mountain, which you can find on our website hemwayband.com or our Bandcamp. Stream it for free.
WMFO in Medford.
All right, this next song is a recovery from love song written across the long state of Montana in a car by myself. Reasons gathered in my fist. You're scratching dust on the window, keeping your own list. I know you think I should stay and turn my mind around this change, but I wanted to love you and it's not gonna be that way. Solitary place I found. There's no stealing the covers, and there's no suspended breath to count. How'd you get in every cup of coffee that I buy? If I can make the highway by daylight, I'll bury myself in the miles. I will drive until I feel sense of what I am, and I will keep a memory collection of your every vocal inflection and your eyes when you woke up in the dark.
I'm on a run out of distance and out of
say thank you one more time to On the Town with Mikey D at WMFO 91.5 FM. This is an awesome show that's been really highlighting local original music for a long time. We're very pleased to be part of the tradition. We are Hemway. My name is Anna Ray. I'm here with Sean and Randy. And we're going to do another one for you. The next one's called Double Blade, and this is a historical piece about Catherine de' Medici. Look her up on the Wikipedia. Got two more for ya. This next tune is called Tiger in the Bag. One, two, three, four. Apples and a berry. which is in a jar. The air is strange and still in the root cellar under your yard. I'm gonna keep my secrets right where they are. Hard in my hands, in my pockets, in my dream to get into your arms. More. This has been a real pleasure. Thanks again to Joel for having us on The Town with Mikey D. You are listening to 91.5 FM. Hope you're having a good Wednesday night. And we're going to finish with a song called Check Again. Of kids in a burnt soup pot. Let me tell you what I know. It won't be long before I go. Let me tell you what I like. Shooting BBs in the barn at night. Let me tell you what I got. A limousine and a pile of stocks. Let me tell you what I know. How to dress and where to go. A grass and a summer kite. I am what I've always been. You see what you're looking for. Take another look at me. Through the revolving door. Thank you. spot, a coffin and a burial plot. Let me tell you what I know, it won't be long before I go. Let me tell you what I like, shooting fireworks in my drive.
Yeah, that was a great set from Hemway. They will be in the Studio A shortly. Thank you, Joel. Great mix. And we will be continuing on with the music here. And they'll be in shortly after they deal with some stuff. And here we go.
Life isn't what it seems. I'm forever drifting into dreams. Such a sad affair to always be drifting into air. But it's not what you say. Down.
from next door. One fine summer's day went out to the shops to walk about. As he found it out, a fellow, he took with him his green umbrella. When Edward, noisy little way, came out and waved his flag. And William came in jacket trim and brought his wooden hoop with him. And Arthur brought his toys and joined the other bully boys. Silly little bully boys, they're gonna lose more than their toys. Silly little bully boys, because they grip all they annoyed. Town cripple foams with rage. Just look at him up on the stage. He sees his Arthur, sees his dead. Smashes all their tiny heads. Then they don't scream and they don't call. They are corpses, one and all. Three little corpses, one, two, three. They are all dead as they could be.
Small quiet sound.
Flight of Fire. That's called Against the Odds. They do have a new CD out, and I recommend people go out and pick it up. It's a great thing. In this studio with me right now, it's my great privilege to have Hemway. How
Hi
you doing?
There.
Hey,
Thank
Mike.
You.
Hey.
Good to be here.
And introduce yourself, please.
Sure. My name is Anna Ray. I play bass and sing in the band.
I'm Sean Utter. I play drums.
And my name is Randy McGravy. I'm guitar for Tonight Only.
You're only guitarist, huh?
Yeah.
You're the cheap date?
We'll see. We'll try to talk him into more gigs in the future, probably.
Well, I hope you do. You guys sounded great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, what's been going on with the band?
Well, we just put out our first EP, which we're very excited about. It's called Make Mountain, and it's a 3-song EP, and that is available through our website and also on our Bandcamp. Our website is hemwayband.com. So, you know, we took some time away from performing to get the recording done, and now we're going to start booking shows for the spring and hoping to get back out there. But the EP is the sort of the biggest news for us lately.
No. Where did you record?
We recorded at Plaid Dog Records Plaid Dog Recording in, is it Brighton or Alston?
I think it's Alston.
Yeah, with Mike Davidson.
Okay.
He's a good friend of mine and just a great engineering talent.
Is this a self-release?
Yes, it is.
Did you create your own name for your label? Not yet.
No? Oh, we should. I don't know. That's
you
funny.
You do that.
Yeah.
I feel like bands are always like...
The band I'm in did the same thing.
Oh, really?
More impressive.
Yeah. What's the name of your label for your band?
Hubcat.
Hubcat.
Yeah.
So how many records did you release on Hubcat?
Two.
Yeah.
One's actually a tape.
Uh-huh.
Of cassette tape way back in the day.
I love it. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll hit you up for the next release.
There you go.
Release it on Hubcat.
Yeah. So, any gigs coming up? What do you guys got planned for the holiday seasons?
For the holidays.
And beyond.
Probably
into
less
next year,
eating.
2017.
Yeah, actually we are, we're having a little lineup change, so we're actually auditioning lead players right now, which is interesting and fun because you get... Every person that comes in has a different interpretation of the songs.
Yeah.
So we're doing that. And then, like I said, we'll be booking shows in the spring.
Okay.
Yeah.
What clubs do you like to play?
I feel like
Sally
I'm talking
O'Brien's.
A lot. What do you like?
Sally O'Brien's is a regular.
I have played there. It's a nice club. Nice and intimate. Yeah. Okay. Have you guys done Tavern at the End of the World yet?
No, but I've been to a lot of shows there, and they're so great there.
I love the place.
It's
Tim
so
and the guys
cozy.
There treat us really great.
Yeah, it's great there.
Yes.
Great food, great people.
Are you located in Boston or on the north or the south shore or out west?
A mix. I'm in Cambridge.
Yeah.
Sean's
I'm in East Boston.
In East Boston.
Eastie.
So,
That's where my mom's people are from.
Oh, really?
Orion Heights, Ocean View, Harbor View, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Eastie.
What's good in Eastie? What's the best food in Eastie?
I like Kelly Square Pub.
Have you been there, Sean?
No.
It's coming out of Day Square, going towards Central Square.
Okay.
What's it? I can't think of the street. Is it Saratoga Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I live more towards Orient Heights.
Yes. So. If you're into like barbecue, Italian pizza, stuff like that. That's the place. If you go online, you can probably locate it pretty easily. But there's some good stuff to eat in Eastie.
And Tarpio's.
Yes, I've eaten there many times. You know,
yep.
But there's a little competition between. There's little San Tarpio's on Route 1 too.
Is that what's the roast beef place you always talk about? You don't remember.
They used to be Kelly's. No, Riley's. Riley's, long time ago.
Love Kelly's roast beef
down the beach. Yeah, that's the original one. I used to go there as a kid in the middle of the winter. You know, you come in a club, 2 o'clock in the morning, you're freezing, and you're trying to get the roast beef sandwich.
Yeah, is that the appeal? They're open late? I don't.
3 o'clock, the one at the beach,
o'clock.
Yeah.
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 Plus you're on the beach.
Yeah, they have a little barrier now so you don't freeze.
Yeah.
But that's all right, a passage as a band after a gig.
Uh-huh.
When, basically, in the old days, it was Buzzy's Roast Beef or some things like the Pizza Pad in Kenmore Square.
Yeah, I feel like in Central, it's the Falafel Palace.
Yeah.
You know, they're open pretty late, 2 or 3, I think.
That's good.
Yeah.
You got to get the nutrition you're being. You're expending a lot of energy. So, any other projects you guys have done previously?
Yeah, I think we probably all have side projects. Randy, why don't you start?
Previous projects I've done, one of them was Tall Boys, which is an original project based a lot in Boston. We've done a lot of Boston shows. It's kind of like alternative rock, some like funky, I guess, similar to Red Hot Chili Peppers or maybe some Dave Matthews or something like that.
Any recordings out?
Yeah. We had an album, Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Which it'll be soon.
Well, as I say, if you have any previous stuff, get us here at WMFO. We are the local leader here, and we will play you. We'll put you right into our system here.
Yeah, I think you actually have a couple of my solo...
Yes, I have it here, and they will be put into the WMFO system.
Cool.
So you can call, your friends and yourself can call and request. Don't be shy. What do you have going?
So I started in high school in a band called Mattress Armada.
Yeah.
I left and went to college, and then they put out an album. Then in college, I was in like two or three ska bands.
Oh, okay.
And then I moved to Boston, and I got into another ska band called Hobo Chili.
Where were those bands located out of the ska bands?
Austin.
Oh, Austin. Yeah. Okay. You're an Austinite.
Yeah, it's been fun, actually, because my background is very folk.
Yeah.
And Sean's done a lot of ska, and I've been, like, leaning more toward rock. So we're just, you know, like, exploring our influences. I think it makes each song is a little bit different because of where we're pulling from.
How'd you get put all this together?
Craigslist.
Oh, Craigslist, ooh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I was actually playing solo for, like, 5 years. Mm-hmm. And put out 2 albums, and I had collaborated with a bunch of people, and I just the whole time wanted to be in a democratic band.
Yeah.
And I tried Craigslist a million times, and you know, you always get like 1,000 emails from people who are like, I've been playing guitar for 35 years, but they have no demos.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just decided to give it one more try, and then it worked.
Sometimes you got to keep rolling the dice.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody comes to your front door and they look like an axe murderer, then you don't let them in, but... If they look half decent, you go, oh, okay, we could probably play together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, you were doing folk stuff. Were you playing local clubs, open mic, stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, I was doing, you know, like I played at Club Passim and Lizard Lounge and kind of the smaller rooms that kind of accommodate.
Lizard has a really great scene going on Monday nights there with Tom Bianchi.
I mean, Tom Bianchi is the reason, really, that I was able to get a footing in Boston. Yeah. I was there, you know, most Mondays for the first couple of years, just listening or performing or whatever. He's awesome. Also, when you asked about favorite venues, I was thinking about the Burren because he does like a singer-songwriter thing there, and he's booking Friday nights on at the Burren, and they've got a great sound system in there now, and he's just like, you know, he's a musician, so he knows how it is. He knows how to treat people.
He really, he's making that place happen. What happened after Johnny D's went out, they really stepped up their game. Mm-hmm. They updated their sound system and their booking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So them, Atwoods, and Once have really kind of tried to grab some of the stuff that was happening with Johnny D's.
Yeah.
And we're glad that they're doing it. We can't lose too many clubs. Yeah. We need that to continue, you know?
Yeah, Atwoods is another good one. But I think the thing that's so great about Tom, because he runs the open mic, he really gets connected with artists when they're very, very new and young.
Yeah.
And then once they've gotten to a place where they're ready to play like a whole hour, he puts them on stage at the Burren.
Yeah.
So it's a really good, like, you know, pipeline almost for like people who are trying to figure out how to get started in Boston.
You must have come across George Woods, his good friends.
And
he did the 6B. Now he's doing, I think he does Thunder Road. And
yeah,
he subs
for
Tom,
it's like Tuesdays or every other Tuesday or something. Him and Haley McGee from eBase. Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all super talented.
I you know, some people that didn't grow up around here, I'm old as dirt. I was in the clubs in the 70s, and we had a really strong folk scene here. We had a lot of clubs. We had the Idler, and we had Jax, and Club Passim was just called Passim back then.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of them have continued on, like the Me and Thee and a bunch of other stuff. Really great scene, a lot of jazz and stuff. So that's been a tradition here, and I'm glad to see it continue. And people like Tom and George and some of the other people that keep pushing it's really great. You know?
Yeah. Actually, it's funny you mentioned the folk history because I know Joan Baez came up at Passim, right?
Yeah, when it was Club 47. Yeah. When it was on Mount Auburn Street. Yeah.
So when I don't know how I don't know. I don't understand the logic of this, but when I first moved here, I was trying to get housing, and I was using Craigslist for that. I've always used Craigslist to get housing. And I got this guy that was trying to have me move in with him started acting like real creepy, so I backed out of it. And then his response to me was, "You're no Joan Baez," which was like the greatest insult he could think of. You know, it's like such a Boston insult. "You're no Joan Baez."
Well, back in the day, you played Greenwich Village and you played Boston.
Yeah.
And you'd probably play San Francisco. You know, that was kind of it for the folk scene, mm-hmm. but that's where you wanted to play, you know, mm-hmm. because this intellectual centers, and we had the colleges and the music schools and stuff like that. I've seen a lot of great people come through Boston, and you know, I think maybe that's inspiring for a band like you. Now playing as a rock or a pop or a band unit, mm-hmm. has your band experiences been different
than playing solo?
Yes, yeah, as a band or individually.
For me, definitely, but how is it different for you, Sean? Like, because you were in that ska band was really big, right?
Yeah, I've always been in big bands. Yeah. I started with rock, just like a regular alternative rock band, and then ska bands with like 7 people, so.
Yeah.
So how's it different? I'm amazing.
Well, this band.
You love playing with me.
This band's a lot more easy to get together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
No, nobody throwing drumsticks at your back, you know, or hitting your foot and picks in your face or anything. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
Good harmony going on.
Yeah. I mean, part of the reason I wanted to be in more of like a democratic band mm-hmm. is to share the vision and the creativity and the workload. And I feel like that's been amazing. Of course, with less people, there's less negotiating about how you want a certain riff to sound or how, you know, what you want the song to be about. But we still do a lot of discussion. I do a lot of talking.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting when you have an idea and then you bring other people on it, with the flavor, the texture they add to it can make it go to different places that you might not, they could go.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, right. Keeping Even, which is one of the tracks on the new EP, Sean wrote the opening segment. He wrote the lick, and it's still, to my ears, like very unusual. It's something I would never write, but we were able to piece it together in a way that I think works really well.
Yeah. Now, your experiences playing the clubs, how do you like the clubs around here, as far as going from, you know, what you did before? Is it similar, same, or is it different now? The experience you're having with clubs?
I don't really have that much experience with playing in clubs. Hobo Chili was the only band I really played out at clubs, and that was here in Boston.
Yeah.
And there's some overlap. We play some of the same places.
Okay. Did you guys play house parties and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, that's the big difference.
Yeah.
We played more house parties and, like, basement parties.
Yeah. Do you find, a lot of people find that a more comfortable, inviting type of situation because you're not under the pressure of the club and making money and pulling people through the door. As a new band, you know, you're probably going to experience a little of that.
Oh, yeah, tons. You know, I mean, there's such a huge difference between the venues that have, like, a legit person on staff who really cares about music and is booking shows. Like, that's their job.
Yeah.
And doing promotion versus the clubs that are, like, not doing any promotion and the music is kind of like a, you know, it's kind of a thing on the side. Like, those are the clubs that tend to put a lot of pressure on you about getting bodies out because they're just trying to sell beer, you know?
Yeah.
But I've had great experiences with the Lizard Lounge, Club Passim. Club Passim is awesome. They treat people really well. Tom Bianchi treats people really well. So I think you get a mix. I think there's a mix of venues that really care about music and musicians and venues that just want to sell beer.
Well, so what do you guys see for the future? What's going to be happening in the future? You said you might do some more recordings and
some
gigs coming up in the new year?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, more recording, more shows. We like playing out. We like playing out, having friends come out. So we're going to, like, get on the booking. Now that we've got, like, some solid recordings to show booking agents what we sound like, I think we'll hit the live shows pretty hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you want to reiterate how the people can get in touch with you?
Yeah, so...
And sell your products and stuff like that?
Yeah, sure. So our website is hemwayband.com. And then we're pretty active on Facebook. We have Instagram and Twitter, which
we're not really good at Twitter and Instagram, but
it's like once a month.
We promise we'll get better at it if you're an Instagram person.
If you want to know our current news, you can get it once a month on Twitter. But no, we're very active on Facebook. So Facebook and our website are the best ways to stay in touch. And, you know, shoot us an email. We love. Actually, someone just bought the EP a day or two ago and emailed us with feedback about it, which was awesome because I love to hear what people are experiencing when they're listening. So we'd love to hear from people.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in, and you sounded great, and we hope to have your all your collective music, the band CDs, and anything you did in the past. And if you're a local band and you would love to get played here, contact us at WMFO. You can go to our webpage and you can see how to mail stuff to us. Talk to Joel here. We'll get you on air, just like this band right here. They sounded great, and we want to continue that tradition of supporting local bands. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to continue on with the PSA, and we'll be back to music in a moment.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
person, everything. From then on, he's never been the same. But I guess that's what you get when you play the Zen game. Oh, can't you be shallow every once in a while? Just a child. He said, give us two cold beers, with tears in his eyes. Bartender said, hey son, you're gonna be okay. He said, I'll be just fine, but baby, life sure gets strange. Why can't you be shallow every once in a while?
Yeah, that was Haley, Jane, and the Primates. Well, we're winding down another On the Town with Mikey D, Mike Stewart here, and with Miss Paula. Getting ready for the cold weather, aren't we?
Yeah, it's going to get cold.
Yeah. Do we know who's coming next week?
Not me.
Well, go to our website, On the Town with Mikey D.
Sorry, I didn't bother to look because I won't be here. I will be at the bash at once, the Christmas party.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Should
so
be good
I'll miss everybody, though.
Okay.
I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and I won't be able to do that unless I do it now. So,
well, Merry Christmas, Miss Paula.
Happy holidays.
Yes. We're going to go out with a couple more tunes, and if the other DJs are here at 12, then we'll be going to the next show.
Right
but,
on.
But till then.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. WMFO, Medford.
Well, I can't stand looking back. That's my rule of thumb. Nostalgia is a mug's game and I ain't playing. People make shrines of the past that become their prison cells. They convince themselves they're in heaven and then there's no escaping. Well, I was just 16, a miserable misfit from Wellesley, Mass.